A student-led protest at Lakeshore campus against Humber Polytechnic and its food services provider Chartwell's over mandatory meal plans on Thursday fizzled out with only 4 students showing up and the organizer developing cold feet. The students showed up at the Lakeshore campus residence cafeteria, located on the 6th floor at 3199 Lakeshore Boulevard West, to protest high prices and mandatory meal plans which start at almost $3,000. 2 uniformed security guards were also patrolling the residence cafeteria anticipating a protest. Chartwell's had 4 meal plans this year and last, the cheapest option rose $500 to $2,850 over the summer. Chartwell's technically did not raise the prices, but removed the option to choose the $2,350, bronze, plan and replaced it with a $4,600, diamond, plan. These plans, imposed by the Polytechnic, are also non-refundable. Kieran Baker, a supporter, was one of the few who showed up at the protest. "I'm out here to protest the mandatory meal plans that Humber places upon the residence students," he said Thursday. Baker wants this meal plan to be changed to be optional for students. He said he was disappointed in the turnout, but would start a petition to collect signatures from students. "We're all struggling to get by with bills adding up and this mandatory meal plan adds almost $3,000, he said. People showing up to sign the petition included students who had no idea the protest was occurring but were coming to the cafeteria to complain about the food quality and sanitation. One student found hair in their breakfast. Baker felt the petition was needed, especially with the disorganization. The organizer of the protest has failed to show up and it looks like there are only about 3 people here, he said. I just took it upon myself to write this petition because if I could get signatures on it for people who are not from the protest or had to leave early from the protest, it would get their voices heard. Baker has also had his mental and physical health affected by Chartwell's putting stress and anxiety into his budgeting and giving small portion sizes that leave him famished. I have seen the dinner from the night before reorganized as a new dinner that they try to pass off at full price as well, he said. It's not frequent but it is an issue, Baker said. The protest organizer asked to remain anonymous out of fear of the threat of retaliation from Humber Polytechnic. It is also the reason he flaked on the protest itself. He initially started organizing the protest as a joke after seeing posts on the social media platform Reddit about the poor food quality provided by Chartwell's and the main demand to make the meal plan optional. There was a lot of anger and one day I saw a post asking why no one does anything about it, he said in an interview earlier this month. People in the comments said they can't, I said we could. So I made a post just saying there's a protest on October 10th. This year the food quality has gone down a lot, he said. People have been served raw chicken, people have been paying insane amounts for just a dollop of cream cheese on a bagel, it's stuff like that. The initial post had instant traction. In just a few days, over 24 students personally told Haas that they'd be attending, and he made an Instagram account for the protest. This was an alien situation, especially for someone who never operated in protesting circles before. This is my first time. I am definitely not an activist, the organizer said. He said students seemed eager to support the protest. I didn't take a lot, he said. The fact that somebody like me can start something means people are already on edge. I think it's a huge scam, he said. The quality is terrible and the prices are very high but we can't stop buying it because they already have our money and they know that. That's why in my mind it's a scam, they know have power over the students. Despite not having much experience in the field of activism, Haas has a concrete set of demands in mind. Prices, quality, better training, that's all involved, but when I made the goal of an optional meal plan I made it black and white, he said. Chartwell's responded to media inquiries over email. We recognize the impact of inflation on the communities we serve, in particular, students who are disproportionately affected by the rising cost of food. We take our responsibility as food service providers on campus to help make sure students have access to diverse food options at a variety of price points, Chartwell said. They also stated they offer a $5.99 value meal. According to Statistics Canada, the consumer price index rose 2% year-over-year in August, the slowest rate since the first year of the pandemic. Chartwell's evaded discussing specifics about why dining plans are set up the way they are and why students are unable to opt out for financial flexibility. As standard practice, our team works closely with Humber year-over-year to regularly review cafeteria and meal plan pricing, comparing them with similar programs across Canada. Meal plans are designed at different levels, giving students options that allow for the flexibility to enjoy meals solely on campus or dine off campus as they prefer, Chartwell said. Chartwell said they are open to dialogue without mentioning the protest and suggested reaching out to Humber Polytechnic's administration for comment on the dining plan policy. We encourage open conversation about food services and welcome feedback directly from students. Our on-site leadership is always available to hear from anyone with concerns or suggestions, Chartwell said. Chartwell said it hosts food forums where students can raise their concerns with staff. With files by Della Dorkeno and Erica DiMala, Skedline.com.